All right. Today's guest is on a mission to cultivate our God-given talents through collaboration, education, and economic resources. You are here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, episode 705. We're super excited to have hanging out with us in the virtual studio, Shelly Toler, also known as Coach Shelly. And today's segment is all about Mission Possible, Dyslexic and Destined. You'll be joining us live right now. We're getting into it. Welcome. Stay tuned.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome. And welcome here to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. Thank you for those that are in all of our streaming platforms. Listen, we're watching you. We're checking you out over on our stream here. Shout out to Facebook, four different places on Facebook. Shout out to YouTube. Hello, my YouTube subscribers. If you aren't subscribed, but you like this channel and this content, go ahead and click subscribe and the notification button so you know when we're on. Certainly those that are listening from LinkedIn and Twitter, and those that are listening in from our podcast versions, Apple Podcasts, you all are right up there at the top. Can't leave out Spotify and Stitcher. And then certainly Blog Talk Radio. For those that are listening through our Blog Talk Radio and Talk Radio Show platform, I'm super excited to be with you here today. Listen, I see the virtual studio is lined up. Shout out to my sister Kim over on YouTube, and Deborah. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, Rashida. Hey, girl. Hey, glad to see you. Cannot do it without my mother, Betty. Hey, Mom. Thank you for popping on in. Jasmine, we're glad to see you. Glad to have you. Sharice, thank you so much for being here. So welcome. If you are new to this broadcast, just type new in the comments. Just type new in the comments so I can come back and show you some love. Listen, today's segment is brought to you by my sixth book collaboration. Yeah, I have had the awesome opportunity to publish in cahoots with clients. I've had the awesome opportunity to produce and public book collaborations where I join forces with clients, with women leaders that are excited about telling their transformational story or sharing their intellectual property within a book and walking away as an author. How many authors are already here hanging out with us in the virtual studio? If you are an author, a co-author, just type author in the chat, just type author in the comments. Well, I am coming up on my sixth book collaboration and I have about two more spots available. So if you're interested in being an author, leaving a legacy by way of your words, creating a physical product, increasing your visibility and your authority in the market, holla at your girl. Reach out to me. Let's schedule a quick conversation. CallCharvette.com is where you can go to do that. CallCharvette.com. And guess what? You could be a feature co-author in my next book collaboration. We're excited about that. All right. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get the party started because my guest is in the virtual studio ready to come up to the mic. So Shelly Toler is with us, known also as Coach Shelly. She's a native Richmond, Virginian, if you will. And she's a wife, a mom. She's an author. She's the owner of Color Me Bilingual. And she is a licensed money coach for over 18 years. Listen, she currently is licensed in 43 states. So you all know we are all over the United States. So listen, she's probably licensed in the state where you're listening from. Shelly and her team really help communities achieve financial literacy by providing services and education and investments, life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, business insurance, legal services, and more. She is also the author of a children's book series, The Adventures of Cody and Gus the Elephant. She's got three installments of that. And she's also the owner of Color Me Bilingual, which is a collection of language learning coloring activity books that were inspired by her son, Cody. So without further ado, and again, you're here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am your host, Charvette Mitchell, marketing consultant, founder of Mitchell Productions, where we work with high-achieving women entrepreneurs. Sometimes a few lucky men get sprinkled in, all to help them generate more revenue by focusing on their marketing and their visibility and their branding. Live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Coming up now, put your hands together for Shelly Toler. Welcome to the show.
Listen, Queen Charvette, if I wanted to put anybody on a tour with me to go around the country, you are the best hype woman.
Listen, sign me up.
I am all for taking up space, but man, I was listening in the back. I said, well, praise the Lord. She is talking about me.
Talking all about you. You have done the work. You have done in our audience. Shout out Dana Wilson in here. We see you, one of the authors in our last book. Rashida, thank you. Clapping it up for the guests already. So let's jump right on in. I'd love for you to just talk a little bit. Let's talk about the money first. When did you, fall in love with money and teaching about money? Like, what was your journey? How did that start?
So let me just say, I fell in love with money when I understood the importance of having it. Okay. And just recognizing that it was such a taboo conversation in our community. One of the things that I teach oftentimes to my client and to my team is I believe that everyone has a story. Yeah. And your story, it develops, just based off of this journey that we go through called life. And I really begin to have a very fond sense of understanding the importance of money because my mother was a very hardworking individual and still is to this day. So shout out to my mom and the mommies out there. And my mother's story is that she became a widow before she reached age 30. And that left her with having to financially support two children. I was 8 years old at the time and my sister was 13. And June 1st of 1995, my father went into work and they were separated at the time, but there still was a financial need. There was still a role that he played. And by June 18th of Father's Day, my mother received a phone call that literally rocked her world, saying that Michael Robinson was no longer here. And so at the age of 8, I really began to understand and just having to embrace that process. As children, we see and we recognize things and we might not be able to connect all the dots, but we can pay attention to things, and it just created this sense of an urgency in me where I wanted to know more. I didn't want to succumb to the corners of my environment, should we say, and just having to live a certain lifestyle because of where we grew up or the environment that we grew up in.
My goodness. So thank you for sharing that. Absolutely. And so when did you decide, okay, I need to formalize this and I need to help teach other people financial literacy and like, hey, this is business as well?
That's an awesome question. So I began my journey when I was 18. So I know some of you guys, if you're trying to do the math, you're like Charvette said that I've been in this for over 18 years and I know I look fabulous. And I take
you do.
So I started this process when I was 18 years old. My mother, she introduced me to this industry. She recruited me into this space in this field. And she said she wanted me to have choices. And I thought that was so important. So on my 18th birthday, as soon as I turned 18, my turn up was I was in an insurance and an annuities class and learning about the industry. And from there, it just grew. Honestly, Charvette, I never saw myself in this industry. I more so wanted to just learn so that I wouldn't feel stuck.
Yeah, yeah. Were there any things that were felt like hindrances in this process or anything that said maybe you shouldn't go down this road?
Everything. Listen, if the road is smooth and easy, then that most likely is not the road that you are going to be able to triumph, or that you're going to be able to really have a testament at the end of it. And when we talk about Mission Possible, that's really where that thought process came from. In the second grade at Laburnum Elementary, my second grade teacher, favorite teacher in the world, Mr. Fife, he ended up telling my mom that I was dyslexic. And, you know, back in the 90s, that really wasn't an ultimate conversation, or at least it wasn't to me. I didn't know. I was in second grade. And so just kind of coming into that space and realizing that with dyslexia, you do have a reading disability. And so at that moment, you know, that could have been a moment for me where my mother just kind of stamped it and said, well, nothing from this. You know, we didn't have the money or the resources at that time to get the proper tools that we would need, or having a tutor. But what that allowed me to do was to really thrust myself more into wanting to learn and get better. And so I was an avid reader. I love to read and learn. And I pushed myself, you know, in spite of what was diagnosed. So nothing about me and being in this space and acquiring the licenses that I've done, or even with being an author, really would have been something that I would have been destined as my cup of tea, quite honestly.
My goodness. So to make sure that the listeners and the viewers understand, what happened if you are dyslexic? What does that mean? Just in case there's somebody here who's saying, you know, I never really knew what that meant.
Absolutely. So it's more common than what some individuals might know. It just might not be something that they were able to really detect. But dyslexia, it can be in the form of switching numbers or letters. So my P's could look like my B's. I used to joke with my clients all the time. I don't know if you all have seen the movie. It's an old movie, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. And it's the one part of this scene where the gentleman, he's like, it is illegal to kill the king's forest, but he says it backwards. If you want to see what dyslexia is, if you've never seen Robin Hood Men in Tights, right, I would encourage you to go look at that. So it's where in a simple form, you know, things can kind of be jumbled in your head, and it can really cause stress within being able to read, having challenges of wanting to read out loud, or even in public speaking. Can be something that can be a hindrance when you're dyslexic.
So having this, getting all of these licenses and all of this in the money space, that's a ton of reading, there's a ton of testing. Then you didn't even stop there. You became an author. And so, you know, as we think about this topic and those that may feel like maybe it's not they're not dyslexic, but there's other things that people feel like, well, there are these impediments, and so I'm not going to be able to reach the heights that I want to reach. What do you say to that person?
Feel the fear and do it anyway. You know, the moment that I was stamped with that diagnosis of being dyslexic, you know, once again, Charvette, I read more. I've always been a writer, even in school. And that's one of the reasons that my teacher, Mr. Fife, he was able to notice it, because sometimes when we would have to do the reading out loud curriculum, but I just push forward. And I think that that's important with anything that a person does, that we're called to get outside of our comfort zone. Nothing great happens in our comfort zone. And so I've always pushed myself to go above and beyond. There's an amazing book called The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone.
I literally, someone talked about that and I downloaded it on audio work. So I haven't started listening, but I have it on audio.
Yeah. And he talks about 10Xing our actions and our thoughts. And so if you tell me that I'm dyslexic, I'm going to read more books. I'm going to write more. On my 25th birthday, in order to overcome that fear of even public speaking, because I'm also 200% an introvert, I decided to sign myself up for open mic night to do comedy.
Get at comedy, and that's a hard crowd. Oh my goodness. And we normally have, we might stop in, shout out to comedian Wendy Lee, Wakanda Forever. She might stop by. So that's like a hard crowd. A comedy crowd is a hard crowd.
Listen, yeah, but if you're going to do it, listen, feel the fear and do it anyway. And so that's always been my encouragement. You know, it's just at the end of the day, at least say that you were willing to try.
Yeah, willing to try. So as the money coach, one or two or three even tips that you would give for people like right now, you know, in this environment, inflation and all, you know, all the things that people are kind of feeling in this economy, what would be a couple money tips you would give as the money coach?
Absolutely. I always lean towards the practical. I believe in simplicity and keeping it simple. So the first thing that I encourage individuals to do is one, seek out help. You know, so often people struggle in things alone because we attempt to just do it on our own. And that's really where the concept of being a coach comes in. It gives you the opportunity to have someone that can maybe see certain areas and give us practical sound concepts on how money works. And so the first thing that I would encourage individuals to do is one, reach out to me if you're plugged in and sit down and begin to formulate what your goals and what your dreams are. I see oftentimes just in this platform of social media and information where information can be so easily accessible that one size isn't fits all. And so you have to know what your financial house looks like, what's comfortable for you, because what's comfortable for you might not be comfortable for me and vice versa. So sit down with someone that can help you to map out a simple game plan and a strategy, recognizing what your desires are, and then allowing them to put and implement the right types of financial solutions in place. But you just got to start somewhere. We have to have the conversation. We got to bring the sexy back to talking about money.
Gotta bring the sexy back to talking about money.
Gotta bring that back. So those are the three things. Sit down with a coach, have someone that can actually aid you in being able to really map out what your goals are, whether you want to call it a budget or a spend log. You have to count your coins. The money has the money and the math has the math.
Yes, absolutely. What's the best way for them to reach out and connect with you?
I'm on social media, and so you can contact me directly by going to Shelly Toler on Facebook and on Instagram, and that's spelled with a C, C-H-E-L-L-Y, and it's on the screen. So you can contact me through Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm trying to figure out this Threads thing. Listen, Threads make me feel like I'm 100 years old.
It came out with like a hype, but then it's kind of been quiet. So I don't know if you're going to have to figure it out. So,
So I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And you can reach out to me. I love interacting with my audience. And so they can follow me there.
All right. Wonderful. And so we hear the money, you know, coach part. So the books, and I mentioned kind of how you have the series and then Color Me Bilingual, which I met in person. I met you at one of the women's conferences, and I bought a couple of the Color Me Bilingual books. But yes. I want to start with Cody. And so and who is your based off of your son. So talk about the first kind of books you created.
Yes, The Adventures of Baby Cody. Being pregnant and having my first child that my husband and I prayed for during this pandemic, it was an adventure. Listen, y'all did not prepare me for what comes with pregnancy. And, you know, that was just a time where everything was changing in the world. And so my desire has always been able to inspire and encourage and uplift and just create a fun environment. And that's what led to The Adventures of Baby Cody. So it started off as a hashtag. Okay. And it started off with me just talking about the adventures of pregnancy and being a new time mom. And from there, I said, you know, I would love to be able to have something that my son could have and that he could also impact and inspire the world. So the name Cody, it means one who helps and it means a comforter. Oh. And so that's where The Adventures of Baby Cody and Gus the Elephant came into play because his mother-in-law, the theme for our baby shower, it was elephants. I was pregnant. I had hormones. I saw an elephant commercial. And I said,
elephants will be involved.
That's it. And that's what led to The Adventures of Baby Cody. And it's really just something that it's a keepsake to my son as well.
Yeah. And how can listeners purchase copies?
Yeah, so we are on Amazon. They can just type in, you can actually type in my name and it'll pull up all of our collections, Color Me Bilingual and The Adventures of Baby Cody. So you can just go to Amazon and search Shelly Toler with a C and it'll pull up everything.
Okay, so let's talk about Color Me Bilingual. And so what exactly, where did this come from? And I'm just jumping over here to the website, but where did this series come from? And this really learning, this language learning coloring book concept come from?
Absolutely. Representation. It's so important. And once again, you know, I think that when we go through things, we can use it as something to propel and something to encourage and inspire. And so, you know, yeah, we had so much going on between COVID. We had things going on just with Black Lives Matter and certain movements and things that were happening in this country. And, you know, I just thought that it was important for us to be able to see things that look like us. So Color Me Bilingual, it doesn't exclude anyone, but it does put emphasis on we're beautiful in all shades. I wanted to have something that could really have the soft discussion, but the necessary discussion of colorism, of seeing us in the beautifulness of what we have in all shades and all structures. And so the illustrations, we really wanted to be very intentional about that, and make it where it was fun and bring that essence of communicating. If I can say hello and you can say hola, let's start there. And we have a lot more in common than we have that divides us.
But Coach Shelly, this is what is amazing to me. So listeners and viewers, so a lot of times we just think perhaps, or we initially think Spanish. So, but what is so beautiful is that you have the Spanish edition, you have the sign language edition, you have the Chinese edition, you have the French edition, you have Swahili, you have a Color Me Bilingual for Hebrew edition. You have Arabic, you have Latin, you have the ABC, like legitimately, like, this is so amazing to kind of come up with like all of those different types of, you know, languages, and our children who are sponges, you know, could just be walking around talking in Chinese because they got one of your books.
Yes. And the ultimate goal, I took a leap of faith, you know, and I prayed and I said, listen, I want to make sure that we can be impactful people and be significant. It's one thing to be successful. It's something different to be significant. Significant means that you're reaching other individuals. And so I went and I purchased 100 ISBN numbers and started from there. And so I said, you know, right now in our total books that we have, all of our installments between Color Me Bilingual and The Adventures of Baby Cody, we have 11, but I'm working to get to that 100. And so I have people that are asking me, hey, can you do Russian? Can you, some of the languages I'm still learning, but I have amazing translators. I have an amazing team that I found and work with. And we're looking to make sure that we can have it in several different languages with our representation.
I love that. Mission Possible. I'm certainly a part of your mission and your company's mission. Like, you all are achieving it through that, you know, that one outlet there. So we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up with any final thoughts that you have for the viewers, for the listeners, that destiny piece, like that, what are they destined to do? And like anything that's blocking or stopping them, maybe one or two last things that you would say to that person, because we all have a mission that we got to accomplish, and it is possible. It is not impossible. So I'm going to let you hang out in the virtual studio. Again, you all are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're excited that you are here listening, watching, and all of that. And we cannot forget, we can't let you leave. Hey there, Ayana. We can't let you leave without mentioning the conference that we have coming up. So 7th annual conference, the Platform Builders Summit. And one of our amazing speakers was hanging out with us, Dana. So let me just share a little bit about Dana, who is one of the speakers that you will experience, and then we'll be right back.
Imagine having encouraging support, accountability partner, and strategic planning to create your next level of natural freedom. Here at Hair Cares, Inc., we empower audacious women with the understanding that every strand counts. By piecing mind, body, and spirit components together, that result in scalp rejuvenation, hair regeneration, and a growing, sustainable, thriving Sister Locks business. We provide in-person and virtual hair growth services, Sister Locks business consulting, personal coaching, and mentorship. We believe that every strand counts. Every root, every lesson, every experience, and every legacy makes a difference in our lives. We are proud to encourage holistic living and full self-expression through hair advocacy, training, coaching, consulting, books, and our show, Every Strand Counts. I'm Dana Wilson, the CEO and director of Hair Cares, Inc.
All right. Shout out to Dana, who you will hear as one of the speakers at the Platform Builder Summit. She is in one of the sessions, and her session is Every Strand Counts. FYI, if you are a person that does sister locks and you're not certified, you need to connect with Dana. Connect with Dana. All right. Let's bring our guest back up as we come into this rounding kind of final comments. We're bringing Shelly back up, Coach Shelly back up into the virtual studio. We are back. So as we kind of come around the corner and wrap things up, one thing I want to ask is certainly, again, people that want to work with you as a money coach, all of the insurance needs, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
The best way to connect with me is you can send me a message directly. If you are on social media, you can send me a message to Shelly Toler on Facebook or also on Instagram, which is Shelly_Toler, and send me a message and I'll connect with you and we can schedule your personal Get Money Fit session.
All right, there you go. And so this mission possible and people really having that walking away with, yeah, I can accomplish, you know, anything that I want to accomplish. I can reach my goals. I can do what I need to do and what I'm destined to do. What do you say? Last kind of final words just around that, like solidifying that for the listeners and the viewers.
Last and final words, I would say conversation on purpose. The acronym for that would be COP. I tell my team and my clients, you need to arrest your words. Anything that you are saying and speaking over yourself that's not in alignment with what you are destined to do, you know, check it and say, sis, this isn't my portion. This is not what I'm called to. So I don't allow people to say I'm broke around me. I don't allow us to say you have to cop, pay attention to your conversation, have conversation on purpose, speak it, write it, and then work and put yourself in alignment and pray so that God can align us accordingly.
So well said. I think those are great final last words there. And so some of you listening, I know you're going to be saying, oh, when that thought comes up, you're like, cop, let me arrest that thinking right now. And so, well, it has been a pleasure to feature you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we'll keep our eye out on you, especially when, you know, you put out the Russian and the whatever other languages for Color Me Bilingual, whatever else that you put out. And then certainly as the money coach, we thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. I've enjoyed so much, Queen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my honor, my honor. All right. That is a wrap for today's show. Listen, I know you know someone that needed to hear this and see this. One of the easiest ways to share the show is Charvette.com. Just my first name, Charvette.com. That'll let them hear and see the whole entire show and all of our past guests. And as a reminder, this segment was brought to you by my sixth book collaboration that's coming up. I'm going to sneak and tell y'all the title. I'm going to sneak and tell y'all. The title is Positioned to Pivot. See, I have destiny on my Coach Talia. Coach Shelly got me in the destiny part. It is positioned to pivot. So we'll be writing about, we have 11 ladies signed up. We have about two spots left and that are available. So if you're looking to add a book to your business, to your brand, to leave your legacy by way of words, to increase your credibility with your business, and you can write about pivot. You have a personal transformational story, or your product or your service helps people to pivot, you would be a great addition to this book collaboration. So call Charvette.com, go there, schedule a quick conversation so that we can discuss what that looks like for you to join me in my sixth book collaboration. And then we'll have your name on the cover and your picture on the back of our book collaborations. We're super excited to be taking this journey again. All right, it's a wrap. Thank you for those that are here. Yes, thank you. My sister is like, thank you for your time. Great evening. Thank you, Rashida, for being here. Until next time, right? Yes, until next time. We appreciate you and we will call this a wrap. Bye. Thanks for being here.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.